Hey everyone, what's going on? It's Eddie from Contested Layups.
It's Raul.
It's Gar.
And tonight we got a great episode for you. We're going over the Western Conference, and we're going to kind of preview the Western Conference, what we think is going on in the regular season, and where we think each team is going to stand.
Wait, are we going to preview or go over?
We're going to do both.
Oh my.
We hope you enjoy the episode, guys. Thanks.
Hey. Yo, what's
Buongiorno.
Going on?
Thanks for joining us tonight, Contested Layups. Yup, we're back. We are in here. Let's go.
We in here.
That's all day. We got live video.
Yes, we do.
We got soundproofing.
Yup.
We got a whiteboard.
What else we got?
We got three cool guys.
Yup. One in a tank top.
One in a hoodie. Two in a hoodie.
Two in hoodies, yes. One with the Chicago Cubs World Series shot. Joe Mann got fired today.
Clearwater Beach, St. Pete. What's up?
Yep.
Going back to my roots.
Bro, nothing. Just a white, gray, and blue hoodie. What's your undershirt?
Mount Gay Rum.
Of course.
Shout out to Mount Gay Rum, our sponsors.
We haven't had an official podcast recording in a long time.
Wait, you didn't tell me this was official? I thought this was another practice.
Official. It's official.
Oh my.
It's the most official.
I'm not ready.
Because we've been revamping our show. Obviously, we have now...
Bell Street Studios.
Yep, Bell Street Studios. We have a new video recording of our podcast now that we didn't have before. And
we bought a $40 camera.
Yes, we did. And we hope it sounds...
Took us 2 months to raise the money.
We hope it sounds a lot better in here. The whiteboard itself was about, $60, so...
Yeah. No way.
No, it wasn't. I was joking. I lied.
Man, when was the last time you watched Price is Right, dude?
We will not disclose the prices, but we will put up a link on of where you could find it on Amazon later in the video.
Yeah, for the whiteboard?
All our swag.
Yeah, Contested Layups swag. Remember, you can find Contested Layups on iTunes, Google Play, Instagram, Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and you can find us on video on...
By searching Contested Layups episodes on YouTube, go ahead and search that in the search bar. And this video and more videos will come up as time goes by. You could also find us on Facebook, Contested Layup 1. We out here.
Take it easy, Woody Page.
and Twitter. We are on Twitter a little bit too. Contested Layup 1 still, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Where's the Twitter logo?
Can't draw.
Twitter logo is too tough. So, yeah. How you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah.
Pretty good, man.
Yeah.
As long as Michael Thomas doesn't score any points.
We recorded this on Sunday night, about 9:30 or so, 9:45.
9:52,
whatever.
Wow.
We're in the middle of Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, we are.
In Dallas. I need Dak Prescott to have a couple touchdowns in the game somehow.
I just need Michael Thomas not to do anything.
I'm fine with that. I'll take that too. But yeah, Raul doesn't have a fantasy football team, so he's not in the ring there.
Didn't get into it yet, but hopefully as the season goes on, I'm going to start watching a little bit more football. And
Bears won today.
Yeah, I know. I have to keep up with the Bears and their schedule because it affects my work on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Just because people are like, busy. Raul's a cook, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
Not a cook, a chef.
He's a chef, yes. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Pretty much the people, the customers, the members. Mm-hmm. I still won't disclose where I work at. But the members, on Sundays they like to... either go to the Bears game or come in and watch the Bears game.
Yeah.
And depending on when the game is or where the game is, that's when they like want to eat.
Exactly.
So it's going to be really, really busy before and then possibly really dead while the game's going on. And then hopefully we're closed on Sunday by the time the game ends. But if we're not closed by the time the game ends, then we're screwed.
don't worry, the Bears don't have many 3 p.m. games like today.
Yeah.
For a little while, I don't think, right? Not a number.
I don't know the Bears' schedule like you, bud.
Next week's in noon, though. I know that for sure.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm a Bears fan.
That's not a threshold for being... Okay, whatever. I'm
over it. I can't know the time of the game.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Okay. The Bears.
What time was the Super Bowl in 1986?
No idea. Okay. I was even born, man.
Call yourself a fan.
But, yeah. So, we're here to talk about basketball, though. So.
Yes, we are.
Are we really still doing that?
Yeah.
It's been a while. I think we're a little rusty, but we'll get it back.
Well, we're going to go into previews.
Ooh.
That's what our show is tonight. Tonight we're going to discuss the Western Conference.
Western Conference. What's up?
Regular season previews / predictions. And you're doing one show last time, or last year. We did it over like 15 shows.
Yep.
We discussed one team per show. We're changing that format up a little bit.
Yep.
So
I think we like did the one seed like 3 weeks into the season.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah. We didn't even get to the one seed. We were just it was like 4 and then
3-1.
The season started and we were like, oh yeah, the season started. So.
Excellent time management.
And Golden State was our one seed last year. I remember that.
Yeah, but that's not the case this year. Unless you guys think it is.
No.
No.
So in order, I'll disclose the Western Conference have finished last year. Golden State was 1, Denver 2, Portland 3, Houston 4, Utah 5, Oklahoma City 6, San Antonio 7, the Clippers 8, Sacramento 9, the Lakers 10, Minnesota 11, Memphis 12, Pelicans 13, Mavericks 14, Suns 15. So actually there was, from 3 to 8, there was a 5-game gap. So only 5 games separated 3 to 8.
Yeah, I'm convinced this year there's not even going to be like a 15, a 14. Everybody's just going to be tied for like 8th. So this is just going to stop at 8th.
You think that much parity, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think most of the teams in the West, all of the teams in the West are going to make drastic improvements since last year.
Not the Timberwolves.
I agree 100% with you. I think the Timberwolves are the worst team in the NBA.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the Timberwolves are going to be bad. But I think Karl Anthony Towns is going to turn it around.
Unless Wiggins does something.
No. That's stop.
That's not happening. Yeah, exactly. So it's just, I mean, Covington could stay healthy, but still.
It's not going to be the worst team in the NBA. Not record-wise.
I think it'll be the worst team in the West, for sure.
Yeah.
What do you think? Memphis?
Boom.
But even then, they're still going to be tied for an 8th seed.
Right.
Memphis is definitely a contender for the bottom seed in the West.
Yeah, they got it.
I don't necessarily think that Phoenix is that much better. And considering how deep the West is, they may still end up being right there.
Right. I think those three teams, though, I think those are probably going to be the bottom feeders. Obviously, we're assuming that everyone's going to be healthy the whole year. We're never going to assume that injury is going to happen, obviously, except for Klay Thompson.
Obviously.
Who are already hurt. But, yeah, with those those teams healthy, I think Minnesota, Memphis, and Phoenix are at the bottom three.
I disagree. I think Phoenix is going to be pining for a playoff seed. I really do. And granted, it's going to be an 8th seed. But I don't see them being any lower than a 10th seed.
What gives you that confidence?
Ricky Rubio is going to make a huge difference. The fact that you have a reliable point guard in Rubio. Obviously, Rubio, I think we could all agree, he's not the best point guard.
No.
But he's...
You take that back.
He's completely... He fits their point guard needs. And on top of that, I think Devin Booker is going to... I really think Devin Booker is gonna come through this season. They filled out their roster a little bit better with adding Dario Saric. Also, Michael Bridges, he's gonna be a lot better defensively, and DeAndre Ayton's just gonna get better. I think they did a good job of filling that team up with veterans, and I like their new coach and Monty Williams.
You think Aaron Baines plays the center? You think he starts, and Ayton goes power forward?
Why do you think they got rid of TJ Warren? I never got that move.
I did. Maybe to free up space for Michael
Bridges. TJ Warren's garbage.
Maybe to free up space for Sarge and Michael Bridges.
And they still have Josh Jackson.
Bridges was on
there.
Oh,
you
know? Nope. He's on Memphis. He's suspended, actually.
Oh, okay.
Not suspended. He's
oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
The season of D-League.
Yeah. But they have Ariza, G-League. Too, right?
G-League.
Kelly Oubre.
Oubre's there. Ariza's gone. Ariza's on Sacramento.
Oh, my.
Yeah, man. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. Sorry. Remember? See? A little rusty.
But Phoenix, I don't see Phoenix competing for a 10 seed, especially in this West. I think it's
10 seed.
I don't think I see them as bottom three completely. I think that it's just too, the West is too strong, man. You can't. I think Oklahoma City, Raul, I agree with you. I think they're going to be better. I mean, we've gone on the show and said it before. I think Oklahoma City is going to be not a bottom feeder this year.
I don't think so either. Not because it's OKC all day. Let's go. But
how many days?
All day.
All day.
Every day.
But okay.
But
that checks out.
I think for me, the bottom three are gonna be and I know I'm contradicting what I said earlier when all of this went down, but I think the bottom three are gonna be Memphis, Minnesota,
Dictor over here,
and New Orleans.
Oh,
Dictor
is a bad team, huh?
Yeah, and not the worst. Not as bad as Minnesota, and Memphis is going to have a lot of growing pains, but I do think that New Orleans, man, unless Zion really is like that dude and he's like the new LeBron or something, I really just don't see them working out, and they all have to stay healthy. There's so much basketball that all those guys haven't played yet. Like, Lonzo hasn't played a full season since he's got in the league.
Well, yeah.
Brandon Ingram has always been a little injury prone. Derek Favors has struggled with injuries, but I anticipate him kind of having a somewhat comeback year. But even then, like, they're small, and they're going to have to figure a lot of things out. And I think it's just going to be rough.
All right. Well, regardless, though, those are five of the bottom five teams. I mean, four of the bottom five teams. The team that's not in there, though, from last year is Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, do you anticipate Dallas making a jump this year with Luka?
Absolutely.
And a healthy Kristaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Absolutely.
I think Dallas can challenge for a playoff spot. Over Phoenix, I'd say Phoenix is bottom five, but I think Dallas can actually make a jump to a not 8, 9, 10,
mm-hmm.
you know, challenging late in the season for a playoff spot. So here's how I think it shakes out. Like, whatever order, Phoenix, New Orleans, Memphis, Minnesota, I kind of agree there. Those would probably be the bottom four. Maybe Phoenix isn't in there. I don't think so. But, and then Dallas around 11-10. And then Oklahoma City 2, maybe Sacramento. And then that's kind of that. Those, I think Oklahoma City, Dallas, Sacramento, those three are going to really...
Yeah,
battle for that 8 spot, and then along with
New Orleans.
No, I'm gonna say the Lakers battle for that 8 spot.
The Lakers, bottom battle for the 8.
Battle for the 8. Yes.
That's ballsy.
Not really. I don't think so.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know, man. Like, I just don't see how this team meshes at all. Just from the roster construction.
Okay, you know what? Let's just cut the bull. You guys want to go to the 8 seed right now?
Well, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I have Dallas as the 8 seed. Dallas or Oklahoma City as the 8 seed. I'll go Dallas as the 8 seed.
No respect for Sacramento, huh?
Sacramento is going to be higher than an 8 seed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who are you kicking out of the playoffs then? Portland, San Antonio?
Maybe.
It's okay. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Just give me
yeah.
an idea.
Yeah. We got to get through one team at a time. But
one team at a time.
I like Dallas. I like Dallas as the 8th seed. Not just because Luka's going to make a huge jump, and not just because I think Porzingis, if he's going to be healthy, I think he's going to have a great year.
Yeah.
But because of some of these other guys, Jalen Brunson, DeLon Wright, and Dwight Powell.
Yeah.
Those three guys, they're very hard workers. Dwight Powell especially is like a
Powell's improved a lot of his
He's shown that he could be like a very decent bruiser, and also he can hit threes. He could spread the floor a little bit more. Jalen Brunson is also pretty athletic, and he can handle the ball really well. But also DeLon Wright, you have a guy who's extremely versatile on both ends of the floor, and he's also someone who they can use at the point guard spot and free up some of that pressure off of Luka.
Right.
Because he can score, and he's got pretty good vision, and he's also not going to be a liability when he's guarding perimeter guards.
Jalen Brunson out of Stevenson High School, man. Right around here, kind of.
Rick Brunson's son.
Yeah, man. Rick Brun. All right. I mean, I don't see Dallas as high as an 8. I see them, though, in that 8, 9, 10 range, or at least competing for that 8. No? What do you think?
I mean, Porzingis is back. That's the biggest thing, you know, and they really haven't gotten a chance to play together. By that, I mean Doncic and Porzingis.
You think they're going to bring Porzingis along slow?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he's going to play 35 minutes off the bat. I don't think he's going to do that until probably January.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe December, but I don't think it's going to make a huge difference for their playoff odds. I think they start out cold and just kind of make it a development year. Kind of call it in more or less. I don't have Dallas making the playoffs. No. I have them closer to the 10 range.
Yeah. I think Porzingis, though, I think it benefits him a lot playing with Luka. Since when he was in New York, his body broke down him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just had the ball too much and had to do too much. I think it kind of goes back to his natural fit, which is a second kind of tier guy. But he's playing with a much better player now in Luka instead of Carmelo. So I think he benefits a lot. I think he's a little...
Who do you have as the 8 seed?
I got the Warriors as the 8 seed.
Wow.
Okay.
I have them dropping... I don't know. Substantially, needless to say.
Yeah.
But I contemplated not putting them in the playoffs, but you have to give Seth that much, or Steph that much credit. I keep doing that.
Yeah,
I always say Seth.
Yes, you do.
But
Who's on the Golden State roster right now? Who's their starting
D-Lo. Player? D-Lo. You got Steph. You obviously don't have Iggy. I was going to say Iggy. Who's your three?
Alphonso McKinney. They have no one as their three.
That's their
fine.
Chart.
Sure, go ahead. They have Kevon Looney. They signed Willie Cauley-Stein.
Oh, that's true. They got
Draymond WCS. Still. Yeah. I forgot who else they signed this offseason. Livingston retired, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Who else is on this team? Clay's hurt.
Just having Steph alone, that's enough for me to put him as the 8. You know, with D'Lo, you don't really know what you're getting.
Alec Burks, they might start him as a small ball 3.
Okay.
I mean, I've always liked Alec Burks.
I never trust a guy named Alec.
Alec, not Alex. Glenn Robinson's there. Jonas Jerebko, your boy.
He's my boy.
Gosh, yeah.
Go way back.
It's going to be back to
Detroit, actually.
Oh yeah, they have a very just weird kind of roster without Klay Thompson there.
Mm-hmm.
And when Thompson comes back, if they still have Russell, which they will, I think. I mean, if Thompson comes back,
I don't think they will.
You don't think
they'll? No, but let's not open that Pandora's box, please.
That's fine. But I mean, to start the season, yeah, it's going to be there's a obvious hole there. I think those Burks will start as long as he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Which he can fill it up. This Golden State team their guards are the worst defenders on ball, at least in the NBA, I think, straight up. And it's gonna be a lot of high scoring games, I think, for Golden State this season.
Yeah, that's fair.
But that's not a team you want to get into a scoring match with, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Even with Steph, just even without Klay.
Where do you guys have the Warriors? Does anyone have him out of the playoffs? I should put it that way.
I don't know.
I don't.
So you both have him higher than an 8.
Yes.
So you have Sacktown as 8?
That's something that I was thinking the Lakers, actually, like I was saying earlier.
Let's save that conversation for later then, because that's... All right. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So who do you have at 7?
That's something I haven't. I was going to say Portland at 7. I don't think Portland. I think Portland dips this year. Even though CJ made a big jump.
Didn't you have him at 10 last year?
Of course I did. I haven't trusted Portland forever. And I have to give them respect that they at least make the playoffs this year.
That's the respect you're giving them? A team that made the playoffs like the last 8 years running.
Yep.
You're going to give them respect by putting them in the playoffs.
By allowing them to make the playoffs and lose to Utah in the first round. It was a 7 seed.
Fine. I guess I know who your 2 seed is.
Oh, you do. No, but going forward, yeah, I can't see Sacramento in the playoffs.
You don't have Sac down in the playoffs?
No. I don't see San Antonio dipping. I don't see San Antonio leaving the playoffs. I don't see Oklahoma City. I see Oklahoma City as like a 6-7 seed. I might flip-flop and put Oklahoma City as a 7 and put Portland as a 6, but I'm flip-flopping like you. But I think Oklahoma City, yeah, they got worse, but at the same time, if Chris Paul comes in motivated, which I think he is, I think that's a team that's going to be really hard to beat, like on any given night, just with Paul and Steven Adams and Andre Roberson healthy. It's kind of like, you know, this is a Chris Paul flashback team where he can run the show and then score when he needs to at the end.
Yeah,
and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to play a lot, and I think that guy's pretty good.
Yeah, they still have Gallinari, too.
Yeah. So they're a veteran team, man. You can't count Oklahoma City out. I mean, even though, yeah, they lost Westbrook and George, they're different. But if they trade Paul and Gallinari prior to the season starting or at the beginning of the season, then obviously, yeah, they're not going to make the playoffs. But if they keep this roster as constructed, I don't see a reason why they can't make the playoffs or at least can't contend. So I don't have Sacramento in the playoffs, man. I have them as an 8-9, somewhere around them and Dallas fighting for it, and the Lakers at 8.
The thing is, the way everything shaked out and where everybody wound up going, I actually have Sacramento at 7.
Yeah.
I have Sacramento at 7. Oklahoma City, as much as I want them in the playoffs, as much as I think that I agree with you that they're going to be a tough out, way tougher team to beat than everybody's giving them credit for. Like, they're getting, like, almost no credit. Everybody's already counting them out.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to be fighting for an 8th spot, and I just don't think that they're going to wind up making it just because everybody in the West is so much, like, younger and the game is, like, a little bit different. And, you know, like, so I think Oklahoma City is going to lose out to a younger Dallas team, and it's going to lose out to a fast-paced Sacramento team.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox, just seeing him go head-to-head with Russell Westbrook whenever they would play the Thunder, I'm like, this guy's crazy. There was nothing that Oklahoma City could do against this guy when he was just on a mission. He wanted to get to the cup. If he wanted to get to the cup and just bring it from end to end, he'll just do it whenever he wants.
But that was a different Oklahoma City team.
Yeah, that's true. But I think, I still think that they're, I don't know if they have enough. I just don't know if they have enough. And I really like Sacramento, and I like what the moves that they were doing.
All right. So I have a question for you then, Raul. You have 3 new teams in the NBA playoffs that you're assuming you have the Lakers in, right?
Yes.
You have 1 team that's out from last year, Oklahoma City. Who else is out from last year's Western Conference playoffs?
I was actually wondering the same thing. You beat me to it.
You just put 3 teams that are in from last year. Mm-hmm. Lakers were 10, Sacramento 9, Dallas 14. Who you got outside of Oklahoma City? It's the Clippers, San Antonio, Utah, Houston, Portland, Denver, and Golden State. Who you got out from those 7 teams? You got to pick 2 if you're putting in Sacramento, Dallas, and the Lakers.
I mean, San Antonio, off the top of my head.
Yeah, the disrespect.
I'm trying not to, but like I said, man, like, they're all gonna be 8 seeds. there's no, like, bottom feeding team. Everybody's gonna be, it's like gonna be within 1 win at the end of the season.
You think?
Yeah. So it's it doesn't even. That's why it's so hard. But I see where Garnick's coming from also, and.
Take Portland out of the playoffs just like I want to, but I'm not going to.
Oh, man. Portland.
I know you hate Portland, too. Yes.
Portland might is gonna be, man, it's so hard. But I just know that Dallas and Sacramento and then the Lakers are gonna be in there. The three that are gonna come out, I have no idea, but it's gonna be a dogfight, and it's gonna be.
Well, we're gonna find out because we're counting down to one, aren't
we?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. What do you got, Grant? What do you got, Sacramento?
I got Portland out. I have to take Portland out.
You're criticizing me for taking them out.
Yeah, because with you, it's like an ongoing thing. I had Portland at like 3 last year.
You did? Yeah.
This year, I just don't see it happening with Nurkic being a mystery, you know, coming into the season off of a sweep.
Probably not even
a devastating sweep, by the way. They had the lead every game against the Warriors, and they got smashed in the fourth quarter every single game.
Yeah.
That's got to mess with your head a little bit if you're Dame or if you're CJ. And yes, I get it. You had some success earlier in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You build up a lot of momentum, but that's all gone after that sweep. And with Nurkic not being around, with the changes they made, the West being what it is right now, I just see them starting slow, and forgive me for sounding like a broken record because I know I said the same thing about the Warriors, but I can see them starting slow and kind of... I can see them, like, cubbing it up this year, if you know what I mean.
Don't remind me, but continue.
I can see them having a similar season to the 2018 Chicago Cubs.
2019.
Sorry, I'm living in the past. What year is this?
2019, man.
Yeah, 2019. Well... I guess 2019 applies too, but I really did mean 2018 when they choked the band.
Oh, I see. Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Yep.
Garner's a White Sox fan, everybody, by the way.
I am? Oh, yeah, oh cool.
I can see where you're coming from. They lose Aminu, Harkless, Evan Turner.
That's a lot.
Nurkic is hurt. Cantor's gone. Like, the Blazers lost a lot of pieces. They brought in Hassan Whiteside, the trader for Ken Bazemore. So they at least kind of replace them, and then if Nurkic can come back at some time this year, that'd be a big boon. I think that they're relying on Zach Collins to break out. They really are.
Yeah.
And I think he had a great playoffs last year. I really do. I thought he was instrumental in them defeating Denver. But
do you mean Jake Layman?
Layman is on Portland. No, on Minnesota now. He's gone too.
Like, great pickup for the Timberwolves.
But they lost. Like, or lost everybody. Like, they outside of Dame and CJ, who they paid big money to.
That's the choice you have to. You're in the same predicament as the Washington Wizards were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but with the Blazers, I think, have had far more success than the Wizards.
I said predicament. I didn't say they're the same franchise.
Right, true. But I think, though, they are waiting on or banking on Zach Collins to have a big year. And Whiteside.
You wanted to say LaVine.
No, I didn't.
Zach LeCollins.
Zach LeCollins.
And Whiteside, too, though. That's why they give up your boy, Miles Leonard, for him.
Oh, jeez. The worst.
So, but
U of I grad?
Yep. Well, no, he did not graduate.
Well, U of I person.
U of I person.
Student.
Former student at U of I.
But they hope that he's motivated now that he got traded and that Collins can play alongside him. And then that's I don't even know who they have in the bench right now. I couldn't name a bench player in Portland.
Evan Turner. Evan Turner.
He got traded for baseball.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he's gone, man.
Man, he is rusty.
A little bit, yeah. Sorry for being rusty, everybody. But we're working into it. But, yeah, this Trailblazers team is... lacking depth, and it's gonna be a little tough for him. But
depth or death?
Death.
Johnny Depp.
Anthony Simons is a guy they liked last year. He was a rookie last year. They're banking on him. They signed Paul Gasol. I completely forgot about that. Wow. And Mario Hjonda.
Rusty trombone over there.
Wow, rusty indeed. This is a whoa. Anthony Tolliver, Gary Trent.
Gary Trent.
Yeah, Scala Bissier, Ronnie Hood. Raul's boy,
jeez.
And V's boy, shout out to V. But yeah, this team is super like non-depthy. But you have to consider though that this is a coaching staff that has been through the trials and through everything. A nice current slip in his fantasy team. He doesn't realize that we're on video recording too. So, but this Trailblazers team doesn't have the depth that they've had in past years, where they have a lot of young players. In the past years, they've had good veteran players, you know, I mean, signing Kanter and Hoyt last year.
Wholesale changes to the whole team structure outside of your top two. Nurkic is a question mark. You're a ninth seed. Sorry.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm still going to say 6-7, flip-flopping them between them and Oklahoma City.
I have Portland and San Antonio out.
All right, man.
Yeah.
All right. But, as I said before, I got the Lakers at 8. If you guys want to contribute to that, I'll tell you why. Like I said, I just don't think that this roster, I mean, Anthony Davis is good. Obviously, LeBron is, yes. You have two top whatever players in the NBA. I do think the wear and tear on LeBron is real. I think that injury last year was a big concern for him and should be a big concern for the Lakers going forward. Even though, he had a whole summer off and has had all his time to rehabilitate, I think the miles are going to catch up with him.
I have the Lakers at 4, so I'm not ready to talk about them yet, unless you're forcing this.
I'm not forcing it, but I'm just saying though that's why I have him at 8. Is that I think the wear and tear on LeBron is real, and then I think Davis is overrated from a winning standpoint. I don't think he has been a winning season in his whole career outside.
He's never had LeBron next to him. First of all, second of all, he's extremely motivated this year. I have him as the MVP. Sneak peek of episode in 2 weeks. I think he just smashes everything in sight. I think he averages possibly 30, 15, and
oh my goodness,
6. Like, I think he's going completely off.
Wow, that'd be crazy. I'm on the
LeBron in his ear equals the MVP.
Maybe not. I don't know.
4 seed.
The MVP is a 4 seed though. You don't see that often.
Sure you do.
No, you don't. When has an MVP ever been 4 seed?
2012.
Russell Westbrook.
Outside him. Name one. You can't. They're all 1 seeds.
I don't remember the seeds of each MVP.
If you think about them, they're all like really high up there. This outside of Westbrook. Durant was a 1-2 seed.
Steve Rose McNair.
Was a 1 seed. Antetokounmpo was a 1 seed. LeBron, when he was in Miami, they were 1-2 seeds. Like, come on.
Yeah.
They had to be higher than 4.
Yeah, well, yeah. The Lakers are making history this year all around.
No, why?
Alex Rodriguez. Game.
Yeah, sorry. Bro, so, all right, then let's keep going up.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Where do you guys have Utah?
Well, as the 6th seed, for the 6th seed, I have Golden State. So.
Silence.
Yeah.
Complete silence.
Yeah, I have.
Brian has been 8, Raul has been 6. I mean.
So you have him as a home team?
Yeah, I have him easily as a home team. 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, it's real.
Wow.
It's real. Golden State is.
I got Utah at 6.
Do you?
I do. I think they are. They're a very good team, obviously. Conley's a great pickup, but he's on the wrong side of 30. The West is that much more competitive this year. So many super teams. If you asked me this question June 28th, I would have had them as a home team. Because at that point...
What changed?
Free agency hasn't started.
Oh, June 28th. That was July. Sorry.
Not bad. No, June.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Conley to them is a huge upgrade over Rick Rudd, whom I love.
Yes, you do.
Always have. Always will. You're my boy, Ricky. But... The West is just so stacked at the top.
What about Gobert?
No, Gobert is there. Gobert is solid. He's always going to be there.
And they have Bogdanovich.
Boban Bogdanovich.
They have one of the Bogdanoviches.
Yeah.
The Indiana Bogdanovich. You can say
yes. The Utah Bogdanovich.
I have Utah really high, I'm not going to lie.
I have
them super high.
No, I can't see them that high.
Here's why I think Utah is much higher than what you think. is that Mitchell and Gobert are coming off FIBA tournaments, and Gobert was like one of the best players in the tournament, and that gets Utah off to a super hot start. I think they blast teams in the beginning of the season, which they haven't done the past two seasons, but then they've rolled into shape at the end of the season, and they've come in the playoffs, you know, on a huge win streak, and then they just meet up with Houston and they lose. So I think Utah, though, I think this year they start off really hot, and they win like out of their first 20 games, are like 18-2 or something like that, 17-3. Like, I could
definitely see that too.
And Mitchell too. Mitchell was instrumental. You learned a lot under Popovich.
Conley usually doesn't start off slow either. Like if he's healthy and he's playing, they usually get off to hot starts. Yeah. Like and then it's usually like the rest of the team kind of settles in and everything winds up kind of going to shit. But then Mike Conley is always the bright spot from the beginning of the season to the end of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as he's healthy. So I really think that combo. Yeah, I mean, I don't have them. I have them pretty high up there.
Yeah. What about San Antonio? Where you got San Antonio? You got him out, Raul. Where you got
him? I have him out.
I have him out.
You both have him out.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No. I got San Antonio as like a pretty high seed, actually.
Define high seed.
Home court.
Okay. Define home court. Clearly not a 3.
4.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like 4.
You guys are all like reverse engineering your list as you go.
No, why? I've had them at the home court. I've had them at home team since free agency, since that all went down. Just because they kept their team as last year, and that's I think that's good for this season. Like I said, I think a lot of these teams are going to have to take that first month or two to get to adjust and to know each other. There are going to be a lot of high scoring games that are, you know, that are going to go in the fade, that could be crazy. But then the teams that have the continuity, the Golden State, the San Antonio, Denver, Utah-ish, like those teams are going to be really good.
I mean, I have Golden State at 6. Just, I think not having Klay Thompson, I think, is definitely a problem, and they're definitely going to miss Durant. But
do who? What?
The Warriors are too good of a team to I think be pining for a playoff spot. And Steph Curry is good enough on his own. Steph Curry is already better than most people that aren't named Kevin Durant. So, I mean, just even on that alone, their defense has always been really solid. Like they play team ball. they play team ball.
Yeah.
And it's never been reliant on like, oh, these guys are bad man defenders or they're not great at ISO or whatever. You know, you have the one guy who could take him off the dribble and who's an offensive monster in Steph Curry. And then you got to see what you have with D'Angelo Russell. But I think the system is going to take over and it's going to take care of itself pretty much for the regular season.
Right.
So, and then in the playoffs, then you're going to have to see what's going on. But as far as the regular season goes, I don't have any doubt in my mind that the Warriors are going to have a firm grasp on a playoff seed.
I think the Warriors are 3, and that's just, I think, the greatness of Steph Curry shows this year, man. I think he just balls out and dominates. And he is in the MVP candidacy. I don't know if he wins it, but I think he's going to be up there.
Yeah.
I think he just has one of those seasons where he's close to 30 a game and a bunch of threes, and the Warriors just outscore everybody, really. Who you got at 5, Raul?
At 5, I think I have...
Where's Houston in all this?
Houston, I think, is top 4.
Okay. Garnett, where's Houston for you?
Houston is 3 for me.
It's 3 for you?
Yeah. I got Clippers at 5 right now.
You got Clippers at 5?
Yeah, just because of...
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
I think so.
Clippers about 5.
I think so.
Yeah.
Only because Kawhi and Paul George are going to be resting a lot. I really think that they're going to be resting a lot. I think they're going to rest each at least 10 games or so.
I don't know if George is going to start the season healthy. I heard some things about him not being able to start the season healthy, which is crazy. But I think a 5 spot for this Clippers team, although in the playoffs, you don't want to play that team at all.
Yeah.
Because when they're healthy, man, that team is going to be nasty.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't think for the regular season this year, it's going to be very hard for them to stay healthy at the beginning. And I think they get off to a so-so start.
Yeah, and it's not important. It's not important for Kawhi to play every game. He showed that in Toronto.
Right, exactly.
So he doesn't really care, you know? I mean, like, not that he doesn't care, but...
Toronto was a 2 seed last year, right? I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, so it's, I mean, it's whatever. I kind of have the Clippers at 5, too.
Yeah, I think the Clippers at 5.
Sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
Right, what do you say? You got the Clippers at 5. You got Houston, you said, as a 3 seed.
Houston.
Who's your 4?
The Lakers.
Lakers are 4. Okay, that's right.
Who's your 4?
Who did I have? I had San Antonio.
What?
San Antonio 4, Clippers 5. San Antonio and the Clippers, wow. That'd be a great first round series. I think that'd be really fun. What I had? Lakers at 8. Oklahoma City 7. I think I have Houston 6. Sounds about right to me.
Okay.
Oh my God! You don't even know about Russell Westbrook. Let's go! Let's go, baby.
Okay, Raul.
Good.
At 4, I have Denver.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Solid.
You don't think they make a jump from last year?
Man, there's just so much going on in the West, dude. But. Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be better. But as far as... I think also maybe it's going to play into it a little bit to try to keep Jokic healthy, keep these guys like Jamal Murray and Jamal Murray and Jokic, they got to stay healthy.
Yeah, of course.
And I think you rest them a little bit more, maybe load management a little bit more.
Right.
And... But yeah, I think they're gonna be. I think they're gonna be good. They're 4.
Where do you have Denver?
1.
Me too.
Wow.
Who do you have at 2?
Utah.
Okay.
Denver 1, Utah 3, Golden State. Or no, Denver 1, Utah 2, Golden State 3, San Antonio 4, Clippers 5, Houston 6, Thunder 7, Lakers 8.
Okay.
So out the playoffs for me. Yeah, I guess Portland's out for the playoffs for me then.
Just Portland? Portland and Oklahoma are the two exits.
To me, it could be Portland or Oklahoma, really. I mean, best for me. But I do have Denver 1, too.
Yeah, Denver has to be 1. After the season they had last year,
yep.
Michael Porter's
yep.
A thing.
MPJ,
that is true.
He is healthy. If he's healthy coming off the bench, man, he's going to be a monster.
You know, Jokic is an MVP candidate going forward for the next 5 years until his body craps out on him at 29, you know?
Houston, number 1.
Houston 1?
Yep. Dang, I said it. Yeah, I said it. Houston, number 1. Lakers, number 2.
Wow.
Utah, number 3.
Wow. Damn, man.
That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy because...
See, that's the thing about this year, though, is that there is no number one, true number one. Because, I mean, it makes sense that Denver could take that leap, just their continuity and stuff. But you have a completely valid reason for Houston. Go ahead.
Do I? Or am I just saying?
No, you do.
No, I mean...
You absolutely do.
I think what backcourt in the West is better than a Russell Westbrook and James Harden backcourt?
Exactly.
It's not even close. On top of that, Russell Westbrook doesn't take games off, and neither does James Harden. And not only do they not miss games, they go hard every game.
And I think that team is going to be in shape coming into camp, and I think they're going to be in shape coming into the season. But it's just,
2 of the last 3 MVPs on the same team.
But it's a kind of, I think it's a coexisting kind of thing. That's what I don't know if, that's why I have them low, because I don't know if they can coexist together, even though they did in Oklahoma City. You're obviously banking on that they are.
I think they're going to completely coexist together, and even if it works, like a little bit. I mean, not even even if it's not perfect, it's still going to be. It's going to be hard to stop that team. There's going to be so many easy buckets going around for James Harden, for Russell Westbrook, for Clint Capella. Eric Gordon's just going to be like moving around, just getting buckets, just whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like they have all this, they still have all the shooting that they have from last year. And I think it's going to translate into a very, very good regular season for Houston.
Yeah.
As far as the playoffs go or winning a championship, then that's a whole different story. And
we'll get that to you in the next episode.
That's the case. The thing is, with us talking about this regular season and where they're going to wind up being at the end of the regular season, none of that really matters because the playoffs is going to be a whole different story for all of these teams.
I'm going to concede the fact that I don't expect my number one seed to come out of the West.
That's fine. This is a parity year, man. This is where parity is.
Yeah, it's going to get super crazy.
I mean, you could have Denver winning the one seed by one game and the eight seed being like three games back or something like that.
Exactly.
See that. Out of this year, like Denver could have 50, 51 wins or something like that, and the Lakers could have 47, 48.
Yep.
That is completely feasible, I think, just for this year. And then you could have like the nine seed having like, I don't know, maybe there's a drop off
46.
There. But yeah, maybe there's a drop off at like 10 or something like that, where it's like, all right, then it goes down to 35 or something like that. But still, I think it's completely feasible.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Denver, I have to think that they're the favorites to get the number one seed overall. I just don't see anyone really trying as hard as they will in the regular season.
Right.
Most of the heavy hitters know better.
Right.
And Denver is at a point in their development where seeding matters to them more so than to a Houston type team or either of the LA teams.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It does. 100%.
Yeah. It's as simple as that. And their class, they're definitely upper echelon of the West. I don't think there's any way around it. I think they're bound to make the Western Conference Finals.
Denver?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that too, but I mean, we'll get in the playoffs later. But I think Denver is the one seed, and like you said, MPJ is a real thing because he's coming into camp hopefully healthy. He's put on good weight. Apparently he started eating chicken and fish, which I understand how he wasn't doing before, but okay. I think that Denver is Jokic is coming into camp again, fresh off a FIBA tournament where Serbia was a solid team and he's the man. And it's kind of like that. I take that heavily into consideration. Players that come off of off-season tournaments into the season, I always think that they have great starts to the year. I think Denver's no different. I think that they start off hot just like Utah. But then I do think that eventually teams like the Clippers and the Lakers and Houston, they catch up to them. You know, and they start beating them and they start losing games just because that's just how competitive this West is this year. So, I mean, yeah, like Raul said to start off the show, man, it could be a bunch of eight seeds going here.
Yeah, all eight seeds.
Man.
All eight seeds. The only reason why you get the eight seed is because you want a tiebreaker of some sort. But, yeah, I really, like I said, Houston, Russell Westbrook and James Harden just go hard all the time. They don't think about anything other than just destroying you in every way that they can. So I really think that that's just going to translate to a lot of regular season wins.
Okay.
And then the Lakers at number two, I agree with Garnick. I think Anthony Davis is absolutely going to be super dominant. I think he's just going to come in and dominate everybody. And, you know, all this noise going on, or I think LeBron and Anthony Davis are just going to shut everybody up. I really do. As far as Utah goes, I could see why they would be lower on your list, but to me, they have a good mix of that European flavor and you know, like Spurs-ish, you know, just the way like Joe Ingles can move the ball really well, so can Bogdanović.
Just call him Bogdanović.
So can Bogdanović. Also, you know, like Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell. It's just going to be massive amounts of ball movement. And
pointed the camera as massive amounts of ball movement.
Yeah, and the shooting is just going to be so heavy. Offensively, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So Yeah, I have them at number three. I like my top three.
Top three is solid.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, you have a, yeah. I agree with it.
Yeah, but yum. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Top three. NBA. Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's go NBA! Come on!
I can't believe the season's like 3 weeks away.
It's so close.
Give me some. When's the draft?
Preseason games.
When's the fantasy draft?
Yeah.
13th.
Ours is the 13th.
Sorry, I muted our conversation.
No, it's okay. Ours is the 13th. Sunday night.
So, Tesla has draft.
We might record the draft for you guys.
You should. Yes, even if it's not all of us there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll have our laptops and just talk about it, I guess.
You guys draft on a laptop?
Yep.
No. Right. And I still won that ship.
Eddie just farted.
I did not fart. That was
Eddie just farted.
All right, let's close up shop then. What do you think, guys?
Sounds good.
Solid podcast tonight.
Yep.
Are we doing final thoughts still or no? New format, guys, so we're just kind of
winging it. Hi.
Yeah, we could do some final thoughts today.
Good, final thoughts. Anyone got some?
Yeah. We're about to bring you a lot more stuff.
Yep.
On our YouTube page.
Yep.
So, just get ready. We hope you like what we're doing, and just get ready for more stuff, and we're really excited for the NBA season to start, and we're really excited to be seeing more of you guys and have you guys see more of us. So,
yeah.
Can we do like a 1 minute video of me doing floss?
Yes.
Because that's what I do all the time. Like every day, every time I get to.
We could have bonus footage.
Bonus footage.
Deleted scene.
Deleted scene. If I'm standing idly, I'm flossing.
It's so true.
I knew that I worked in my
hotel. Oh, like lesser, more subtle,
but more professional, more professional floss.
My pro floss.
Comes into going to your boss's office. Hey, I have those documents that you wanted.
Hey, where should I put them? I got a final thought for y'alls. This is for John, by the way, and V. FIBA. Where were you guys? Like, so many of you turned it down. Like, what do you expect? Yeah, no shit, you're gonna get like the seventh seed?
Seventh seed.
Yeah, that's what happens when even a Kyle Kuzma's like supposed to be the star and then he doesn't even yeah. I know, but when you rely on a Kyle Kuzma, a guy who's in his, what, third, fourth year, a guy who's not even an all-star, you know?
Yeah.
That's what happens, and I hope that USA Basketball doesn't let the people in going forward for Olympics, because in America it's more important to win the Olympics than FIBA, which is okay, I guess. But I just hope they just closes that valve right now. Side note, I'm convinced that V's version of events with DeAndre Fox is what really happened now. And well, just to recap, it's Vlade just called him and told him.
De'Aaron Fox?
Yeah.
What did I say?
DeAndre Fox.
DeAndre Who's DeAndre Fox?
No, I have no idea. DeAndre Ayton.
Oh, yeah, DeAndre Ayton's. De'Aaron Fox. Sorry. Rusty.
DeAndre
Rusty.
Fox.
Super.
Rusty Trombone.
Othello Washington. That can be my Othello Washington.
But you're convinced that these are version of the events.
Yeah. Vlade just told him, yeah, don't play. We'll get you that Supermax right quick if you don't play.
Probably. Yeah.
Not for sure that's what happened. Okay. Look it up.
But yeah, the FIBA team was terrible, and we didn't really talk about it on the show. I mean, it was during our reconstruction of our show.
And we were building the set
for you.
My final thought, not basketball related at all.
DeAndre Fox.
No, it's about the Cubs. I love the Cubs. I have for a long time. And they fired Joe Madden today. Joe Madden brought the Cubs to the World Series 2016, if you didn't know, and probably didn't.
He also won a Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders back in the day.
That was his brother, John Madden.
His brother Ja'Aaron.
And his other brother who started a shoe company, Steve Madden.
Nice.
Nice, man. Well, right. Shout out to Joe Madden, though. Thank you, Joe, for your awesome managerial skills with the Cubs and bringing the World Series. That was really cool for me and my family. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, you were at Game 7, weren't you?
I was there, man. It was amazing. So, well worth it. Thank you again for joining us, Lives. Remember, you can find us on Instagram, Google Play, iTunes, Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify.
Search Contessa Layups for this video and more videos coming at you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. Have a
and thanks for watching.
Your week. We'll see
you. Thank you, Michael Thomas, for not scoring 20 yards.